following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. It is November 19th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Years in the making, at a cost of $2.1 billion, the Mid-Coast Trolley Project has reached its opening day. The new extension of the UC San Diego Blue Line trolley to La Jolla and UTC will officially open for service on Sunday. Now the Blue Line will go from the border with Mexico through downtown and all the way to UTC. Here's Wayne Terry of the MTS Rail Division.
Probably the number one job center now in San Diego. I think downtown is the number two job center location in San Diego. And so many people that live in the South Bay work up here.
To celebrate the completion of the region's largest ever transit project, MTS and Sandag are hosting a grand opening celebration. The public is invited to help commemorate the occasion from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon on the 21st at the new UC San Diego Central Campus location. The festivities will include free food, live music, giveaways, games and activities for kids and more. Trolley rides will be free all day long but does not apply to bus service. Event attendees can take advantage of free park and ride lots throughout the MTS system. An Amber Alert that was issued early yesterday morning in Santa Rosa for a 15-year-old Vallejo girl stemmed from what police say was a, quote, poorly planned prank. The girl was reported kidnapped Wednesday from a gas station, but the Amber Alert was canceled Thursday morning after the girl was found safe at home, according to police. They also said the girl's boyfriend and his friends decided to abduct her as a joke, and that as soon as the teenager was in the van, she realized who she was with and that the group was taking her on a road trip to L.A. Police said the family did not discover the reported abduction was a prank until the teenager returned home on Thursday morning. The Santa Rosa Police Department says it does not plan to pursue any charges in this case. There is optimism about this year's monarch butterfly count in California. Last year's annual winter butterfly count recorded fewer than 2,000 butterflies, which is a massive decline from the millions that clustered in trees throughout the state in Baja back in the 80s. An unofficial count by researchers and volunteers shows that there are over 50,000 monarchs at overwintering sites, which are areas organisms wait out the winter season. A San Diego holiday tradition is returning after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to shut down last year. Rady Children's Ice Rink is back at Liberty Station for some seasonal fun for all. Proceeds made from the ice rink support the Thriving After Cancer program at Rady Children's Hospital Peckham Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders. This year, precautions are in place due to the pandemic. Hand hygiene stations are available throughout Liberty Station, including the ice rink. Disinfectant spray will also be used for all skate rental gear, and anybody who is not vaccinated against COVID-19 is asked to wear a mask. Now, here's Sheena with your First Alert forecast.
Good Friday morning. We have some fog out there again this morning. Some of the fog might be dense, so be careful driving. Have your low beams on. Keep more distance between yourself and the car in front of you and take it a little slower on the roads. By the afternoon at the coast, we're pretty much going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 67. For the inland valleys, a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon with highs in the low 70s. For the mountains today, we'll be seeing partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s, deserts low 80s. As we head into the weekend, tomorrow's going to be pretty similar to today. We could see that fog in the morning. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, and temperatures stay pretty steady. Then for Sunday, we're going to see a warm-up by about 10 degrees. So by the end of the weekend, it's going to be a lot warmer. It could be near 80 at the coast, mid-80s for the inland valleys, and we stay warm even into Monday. Marianne?
Good luck to the Aztecs tonight in Vegas as they try to beat the UNLV Rebels at Allegiant Stadium to stay on track to reach the Mountain West Conference game. And we bid a fond farewell and best wishes to one of our colleagues. You know him, you love him as Consumer Bob, but after 40 years as a working journalist, Bob Hansen is retiring. He's done so much as a consumer advocate, of course, to fight for what is right. You can take a trip down memory lane with Bob and watch and read all the tributes and what he's done for our community on NBC7.com on our homepage. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.